My name, Jeff Van Meteren, Director of Parks and Recreation. We'll move into the camping reports first here. We're going to talk a little bit about July and August, and then more importantly, kind of where we're at year to date with both the camping and the revenue this morning. So July was a good month, kind of a tough month for us. We had a lot of rain in eastern South Dakota in particular. You know, overall, we were down 4% for the month. We'd rather not see that, but it's the rain is also good to get, and we got to take what we get. So, yeah, that was the month of July. If you turn over to the August camping report, we had a better August. We're only down 1% in the month of August, so good return on that. Just a lot of good camping in the month of August. The weather kind of straightened out. And then let's go to the year-to-date page there. That's probably the better story to tell. So as of right now, we're overall down 3% for the year. We were hoping to be up about 2% for the year. So I'll kind of get into that why here later on in the report. But, you know, I want to highlight a couple of parts where good things are going on and maybe a little bit of a reason for some of that downward trend. Palisades, we're still up 14% over last year. Last year's when we opened the campground. Pleased to see that growth continue there. We're doing exactly what we had hoped to at that park. Hope to see that number continue to grow as that park begins to develop and mature. North Wheeler Recreation Area, I'm just going to pick on a small area, but up 10%. Why is that? We put that park on the reservation system this year, where in the past it had always been just on a register at the site, first come, first serve system. And that just is a testimony to our reservation system. People see that as another option when they go online and look for a camping. And then some other things that we've had to deal with this year are highway closures at some of our parks. Now, I shouldn't say a lot of our parks, but that makes it tough. When road construction happens, campers and road construction don't always go hand in hand. And then some low water, like we've had up at Angostura Recreation Area, where the reservoir is really being drawn down. What we're hearing on a state level when we talk to our friends over in the tourism department is it is a really mixed bag across the state this year. Some of you may have read the recent article that came out of the Black Hills area here with a local business that it was experiencing one of the worst years yet this year, Fort Hays, you know, but there's also some areas that have seen some good use this year. It's just a really tough thing. That's maybe the bad news is they called the month of July like the different summer, I think is what Secretary Hagan referred to it as, but the bright news is all indicators are indicating that the fall outlook is really good for both September and October. We hear that also from our concessionaires, like at Custer State Park, lots of bookings in those months. Matt mentioned that yesterday in his report. So we're really hoping to rebound a little bit in September and October and hope for the best there. So let's... maybe I'll stop at that point before we get into revenue. Any questions on camping?
Any questions from the commission? Commissioner Locken.
Commissioner Locken here. Jeff, I don't want to put you on the spot, but we made a big expansion at Palisades, and we've got the last 2 years' history, and obviously it's been a tremendous increase. Well, how does it kind of just ballpark, how's it compare to before we had the expansion? Would you have any numbers on that or estimate?
Madam Chair, through the Commission, Commissioner Lockett, I don't have those numbers with me. I could get them on the computer here, but our goal was to triple the numbers that we had there. We tripled the number of sites at that park. We went from like roughly 40 sites to close to 120 sites total now. So our goal was to triple those, and we are fairly close to that. We want to continue to increase that. We've got a little capacity left there, but very popular area right along the interstate. We get a lot of folks that peel in there. One of the first parks they come to when they're coming to the state of South Dakota. So I can get that for you, though.
I don't need the exact number. I was just wondering ballpark how we're doing on it with a big expansion like that.
Sure.
It sure looks nice.
Thank you.
Additional questions? Seeing none.
Okay, we'll move into the revenue report. July, you know, you're going to see this theme throughout these revenue reports. Our entrance license sales this year are just really solid. You know, our goal was to be up 20%. You can see there with the annual license sales and daily license sales in terms of revenue, we're on average up 26%. So we're really pleased with that. Seeing kind of a shift maybe of people not camping as much, but still coming out to the parks and buying park licenses. Really pleased about that. Had a good month of July with camping revenue too. And that includes some advanced reservations as well. But by the end of the month, we ended up with a 22% increase. So very pleased with that. Looking at August, license sales continue to exceed expectations. One area I certainly want to draw out is our bike band sales at Custer State Park with a rally. You can see there we sold over 7,000 more licenses than we did last year. So just a phenomenal increase there. Credit to staff. Matt talked a little bit about that yesterday. But in addition to that, the Custer State Park 7-day passes are up. Just having a good summer out there. But again, the numbers in August with entrance licenses almost mirror what I stated in July. We're up 27% for the month of July, August. Camping services down a little bit, still up 8% in terms of revenue. Overall, we're right at our target, which is 20% for overall increase there. So look at the year-to-date report, which is the next one. That's the one I really want to speak to. Again, some things I would call out is a 30% increase in our daily license sales overall. That is just phenomenal growth in those daily license sales. I would attribute that to a couple things. One is just the fishing that we have associated with a lot of our parks had a very good fishing year this year. Secondly, all the activities our managers host and put on and spread by Facebook and that kind of stuff, just really solid use. And then, again, I said this earlier, but a shift of maybe more people wanting to come out. I think people see the value of the park license. I just took my grandkids to the Sioux Falls Zoo this last weekend, and, you know, our license sales is not much more than a zoo pass, you know, and I think they see the value of that and that they can use that over and over and over. So, but in particular, I mentioned this earlier, if you look at those Custer State Park numbers for 7-day passes, the 7-day bike band and then the rally bike band, just really, really solid growth there in those numbers. Overall, we've sold 425,000 licenses, where last year at the same point we were at 416,000 licenses. You see that on that 24% line there. Fantastic growth. Very pleased with that. Camping services, we're at 12% growth. Our goal was about 14.3 with the fee increase we had, so we're a little bit behind there as opposed to the entrance licenses where we're quite a bit ahead. So overall, though, we're at that 18%. We're very close to our target. That's a $3.3 million increase over last year's numbers at the same point in time. So very excited to take those revenues and put them into projects in our parks, projects that hopefully the public will appreciate and want to come out and take part in. So that's kind of where we're at with revenue. Just real quickly, I'll go over some of the graph information there. Again, when you look at the top bar graph there, you see that our annual license sales are really right on par with what we sold in 24 and 23. Our daily license sales, though, are significantly up. We're 2% up over the last 2 years. Camping, 2% down. So overall, sometimes revenue comes in different ways, and that's how we're taking it this year. Again, won't spend a lot of time on the pie graph there, but we purposely are trying to track our different license sales this year with the introduction of the non-resident license, seeing about a 20% in kind of what we anticipated, 20% of our park license sales go to our non-residents. That's kind of what we expected, and that's the way it continues to trend. So pleased about that. And then the last page, you know, why is our camping down? So I provided this bar chart up at the top there. And what you'll see is a lot of it's due to our midweek camping. Midweek camping is a lot, in a lot of ways, driven by weekend camping. When you don't fill up to the last minute, you don't get those extra nights on the weekdays. So that's going to be a real target for us for next year. I mean, that's something we got to work on. How do we attract people to the midweek? How do we get people in our parks for the midweek? We have plenty of capacity. So that is something we're going to seriously take a look at doing. It's easy to say, but it's a challenge to do. You know, people got to work. They got jobs. They got activities. But we've got some creative ideas that we'd like to try, and we'll probably be talking about them sometime later this year. And then one last thing I want to bring up. One of our goals was to increase our modern night lodging nights by 11%. That was our goal, trying to hit that 5,000 mark. You can kind of see where we're at right now. We've had a 6% growth over where we were at last year. We're just over 4,250 nights. We're pleased with that. Again, I think this is a shift that we will see with our clientele. A lot of the younger folks love the conveniences and the niceties that we offer, if you would, with our modern lodges. These are facilities where we have indoor bathrooms, kitchen type facilities. So we got to continue to promote this. I think our biggest challenge is just getting the word out there, making sure people understand we have these kind of facilities. I think most of them don't. So we will continue to market that. So with that, I would open it up to any questions.
Questions from the commission. Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner White here. I really agree with you as far as your cabins. The ones stay in there are really appreciative and very give a lot of compliments on that. Some way or another, I think that we just have to get the word out. And I don't know if we've ever done a map and put it in like the Hunter's Guide, every place where there's cabins available at these sites. So if they're going to that area, that they could see that there's actually lodging available in that vicinity or that area. Because most of the time when they're going out, coming in from out of state or whatever, they're looking for something nearby. And however we can work that philosophy with especially non-resident coming in, I think it'd be wise for us to take some thought process on that.
Yeah. Good, Chair. Thanks, Commissioner. Yeah, we do some of that right now with our almost – anytime Tom gets the word out on a season, we also incorporate that we have lodging available in our parks for hunters to take advantage of, or fishermen, quite honestly, this time of year. But maybe getting down to specific license type, I think we've tried that with a few of the seasons, but there's certainly something we can continue to take a look at. That is our challenge, is just getting that knowledge out there. So.
Great. Everyone that stays in them is definitely complimentary to the, it's just, I think that you just have to continue to drive that process with the potential that we have out there. Thank you.
Additional questions or comments from the commission? Jeff, I do have one on the 2025 revenue, August year to date. At the bottom, hall center fees. 135% was, I mean, I'm just curious what that is.
Nope. Great question, Commissioner. So this is a number we actually want to see go down. We had a fee increase there, and the fee increase was designed to push people towards the online system instead of using our call center. Call center is very expensive, costs us money every time somebody uses the call center. So our goal is to continue to drive those numbers down, and you can see we're doing that. We've had more than 3,000 less than we did last year. But at the same time, we had raised our fee for that service, so that's why the 135% increase.
Okay, yeah.
Hopefully over time, that number continues to go down and more people take advantage of the online system. So,
very good. Thank you for that answer. Additional questions from the commission? Seeing none, we appreciate the update and report. Thank you.
You.
All right.